and I believe the city of Miami Beach. And just for reference, there was a district court, Fourth District Court of Appeals, had a ruling on January 29th reaffirming the legislature's prior actions in grandfathering in specific charter provisions permitting this. But obviously, Longboat Key is not in the fourth DCA, but I think it does set a little bit of a precedent as to how the court would view this. So I would just ask for your favorable support in this legislation.
Okay. Thank you, Representative Boyd. Having explained the bill, is there anyone who has any questions for Representative Boyd? Okay, no. We do have some appearance cards. First, we have David Ramba from the town of Longboat Key. Thank you, David. Next, we have Charles Patterson from 1000 Friends of Florida. Okay. Next, we have David Cruz from Florida League of Cities.
Florida League of Cities, please.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Cruz. And lastly, we have Letitia Adams from Florida Chamber of Commerce. Okay. Thank you, Ms. Adams. All right. Oh, okay.
Dave Cullen for Sierra Club Florida. We wait and support.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Cullen. All right. Is there anyone else from the audience that did not get a chance to speak? Okay. All righty then. Let's see. Are there any members that wish to debate the bill? Representative Hudson with a D.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And Representative Boyd, normally I would give you a lot of grief over your bill, but somehow you've managed to align the Sierra Club and the Florida Chamber on one bill, and I got to believe that's an amazing accomplishment. And so despite your other legislative accomplishments, I'll go ahead and support this bill.
Thank you, Representative Hudson. Are there any other members that wish to debate the bill? Okay, seeing none, Representative Boyd, you are recognized to close on your bill.
I would just say in response to Chairman Hudson's comments, I learned from the best, sir. You taught me well.
Oh, my goodness.
Just appreciate your favorable support.
Okay, thank you, Representative Boyd. Chandra, would you please call the roll?
Vice Chair Porter?
Yes.
Representatives Albritton? Anton?
Yes.
Cumbie?
Yes.
Dental?
Yes.
Eagle?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Reed? Rogers,
yes.
Smith,
yes.
And Watson.
Yes.
It passes.
Okay, thank you very much. By your vote, HB 189 is reported favorably. Thank you, Representative Boyd. All right, lastly, we will take up... Oh, we do. Yes, we do. All right, not quite lastly. Hold on to your horses. All right, first we shall have HB 231 by Representative Brodeur. Representative Brodeur, you are recognized to present your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members of the committee, I appreciate your indulgence. House Bill 231 modernizes a former law created, which created a sales tax exemption for admissions to NBA All-Star Games and its surrounding events. In addition, this bill also includes admission to events surrounding a Major League Soccer game. This bill is necessary due to changes in league demands, and it responds to the dynamic and evolving nature of sports entertainment, without which may render our current law obsolete. And that is the bill.
Okay. Thank you very much, Representative Broder. Are there any questions for Representative Broder? Okay. Yes. Okay, Representative Rogers, you are recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Could you explain to me what we're actually doing here? Are we giving them more? You're not getting away with that. Come on.
You're recognized.
Madam Chair, I would be happy to. So changes in league demands have necessitated that our current law, you'll see Statute 212.04, clearly defines what you're allowed to have admission sales tax exemptions for, and it says things like the three-point championship and the slam dunk contest and things like that. Well, the league has at times said you may provide sales tax exemptions for those. That's how Orlando was able to land that in 2012. Well, now the league has changed to say you must. And with us stating specifically what events we can exempt, if the league changes events, if things happen within one of the ones that aren't exempted, we now are no longer competitive anymore. So without just modernizing it to say not only only it's sanctioned by the NBA, and it is a Major League Soccer Championship event. We're not talking about any of the ancillary services like restaurants or hotels or anything like that. It's just simply saying, let's just look at it inclusively so we can now be back in the mix and compete again. Certainly when we look at other cities that have had these events, the economic impact has been tremendous. In fact, in Central Florida in 2012, it was estimated that the NBA All-Star Game had a $95 million economic impact, both direct and indirect. Our proxies for Major League Soccer Championships have a $15 to $20 million estimated impact. And without modernizing this statute going forward, our economic impact would be zero because we can't compete anymore. So we're just modernizing the language so we can jump back in.
You're recognized.
And for those taxpayers who tell me they can't afford to go to any of these games because they're too pricey, what would your answer be?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, certainly making sure we levy sales tax on them would make them more expensive. So I would say that you should vote for this bill to keep the prices lower.
All right. Any further questions for Representative Broder? No. Okay. Is there anyone from the audience that wishes to speak on the bill? We have no appearance cards. So seeing none, Representative Broder, you are recognized. I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself. Are there any members who wish to debate the bill? No. Okay. So now, Representative Broder, you are recognized to close on your bill.
I will wave close, Madam Chair.
All right. Thank you very much. Chandra, would you please call the roll?
Vice Chair Porter?
Yes.
Representatives Albritton? Anton?
Yes.
Cumbie?
Yes.
Dental?
Yes.
Eagle?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Reed?
Yes.
Rogers?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
And Watson?
Yes.
It passes.
All right. Thank you, Representative. By your vote, members, the bill is reported favorably. And now, we are on the last bill, which is HB 325 by Representative Stone. Representative, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I appreciate the opportunity to present House Bill 325. Madam Chair, I do have a strike call. Would you like that presented first?
Yes, please. You are recognized to explain the strike call amendment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This strike all amendment simply clarifies the language concerning public notice requirements and local government's use of the term brownfield area after the designation process. Strike all amendment does not change the legislative intent of this legislation.
Okay.
That's the strike all.
All right. Thank you, Representative. Are there any questions on the strike all? Okay. Representative Castor-Dental, you're recognized.
Thank you. Does this strike all affect the public notice in a newspaper?
Recognized? Just barely. It actually clarifies some of the requirements for the notice, and which we'll explain that more in the bill if you want to choose, but it does clarify the process for notice.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Representative Hudson, Okay, in that case, we will hold off on that. All right, are there any other questions on the strike-all? Okay. Okay. Representative, you're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to know what just barely means.
Barely means?
You are recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just barely means that there are a little bit of language change in the notice for public, but it makes it easier to notice the notice. So that's our just barely changing it.
Do you have a follow-up? No? Okay. Okay. So is there anyone else who has a question?
Yeah?
Okay. All right. Is there anyone from the audience who wishes to speak on the amendment? Yes. Okay. All right. Are there any members who wish to debate the strike call? All right. Without objection, show the amendment adopted, and we are now back on the bill as amended. And members, are there any questions? Okay, now, you are recognized, Representative Hudson with a T.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Stone, this is similar, I believe, to the bill that I had last year that passed the House unanimously, and we worked very well with both sides on this. Is there any changes from that bill that kind of you see fit that maybe the strike call or the bill itself has?
Recognized.
Madam Chair, thank you. Representative, you are correct. This bill is similar to House Bill 415, which you sponsored last session. It passed this committee unanimously, as well as the House floor. It was sent to the Senate, but unfortunately it was not taken up at the last hours of the Senate session. The intent of the bill is, as I said, to clarify inconsistencies around the brownfield designated process and the liability protection issue. So it's almost identical to your bill.
You're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I worked very hard with Representative Powell to make sure this had a lot of bipartisan support. Has he seen this, and is he okay with it?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, I visited with Representative Powell, and he's comfortable with it. And so you addressed some of his issues, and we addressed the rest, so he's comfortable with it.
Okay, thank you. Members, are there any other questions? No. All right. Oh, I'm sorry. Representative Castor-Dental, you're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm comparing the amendment with the regular or with the bill, and it does look like there was a change in the public notice as it was regarding notice made in a general circulation newspaper. It looks like that was removed altogether. Can you explain that?
You're recognized.
Yes, Madam Chair. The notice in the local paper, part of the change was to allow for it to be in the different forms of newspaper. Mm-hmm. So it just removed the description and format of the notice is required in Chapter 166. And this, respectfully, this language was unnecessary and may cause confusion. So actually what we did in line 96 and line 175 and 76 was remove the must be made in a newspaper in general circulation in the area at least 16 square inches. Primarily the 16 square inches was what we were trying to eliminate.
Okay. Follow-up?
You're recognized.
But it looks to me like it doesn't just address the 16 square inch size, but the notice in the general newspaper altogether, which could be problematic. Is that still how you read it?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative, after a conversation with you at lunchtime, I think we are going to maybe reconsider how this notice is going to be due and put back in the local newspaper before it gets to the next stop. So great. I want to visit with you to make sure that that's what you're really looking for.
All right,
so we'll address
you.
That.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Representative. Are there any other questions? Make sure I don't miss anyone. Okay, we do have some appearance cards. First, we have Sarah Busk, Associated Industries of Florida. Okay, thank you, Ms. Busk. Then we have Bo Bohannon from Florida Brownfields Association. All right, thank you very much, Mr. Bohannon. Letitia Adams, Florida Chamber of Commerce. Okay. Thank you very much, Ms. Adams. And we have Mr. David Cullen, Sierra Club of Florida.
Thank you, Madam Chair. David Cullen for Sierra Club Florida, speaking strictly for information. We appreciate the attempts to clarify the notice and public hearing provisions of the bill because that took some getting through. We are decidedly in favor of cleaning up brownfields. No question about that. We're in favor of promoting infill development. We want to make sure that it's done properly. And the things that we're still working on trying to figure out with this bill and make sure that it is done properly is to make sure that any party injured by contamination is not deprived of an opportunity to be made whole, to make sure that the language on lines 211 to 217 of the strike all don't restrict the more comprehensively stated reopeners in 376.82 subsection 3. That's the reopeners subsection of the law, which allows for the reopening of a rehabilitation agreement that's signed with DEP in the event of various different kinds of failures to perform properly on the grounds that if something is stated expressly in one place and it leaves other stuff out, those other things are thereby excluded. So we want to make sure that isn't a problem. And lastly, we're still somewhat puzzled by why it's appropriate to exclude property damage claims from liability and yet still allowable to claim personal injury. If they're not liable, they shouldn't be liable. We don't understand the apparent inconsistency there, but we have spoken with the attorney for the Brownfields Association, Mr. Schnapps-Taylor. We've spoken with Representative Stone's staff, and we're hope that we can get to where we can support the bill.
Okay. Thank you very much. Is there anyone else who did not have a chance to speak? Okay, then. Are there any members that wish to debate the bill? Representative, you are recognized.
Thank you. I just wanted to let the representative know I appreciate your willingness to work on this, and then otherwise I support the bill. It's a good bill. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else, members? Yes, okay. Representative Watson, you are recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I certainly can see supporting a bill in the future. I've looked at it in the past. But the general circulation was a part of it before, and I think it needs to be a part of it now. The liability issue is a concern. I will be voting no today, but certainly I look forward to meeting with you and looking at addressing some of the issues that we've discussed.
Okay. Anyone else? All right, then. Representative Stone, you are recognized to close on your bill.
Madam Chair, I will meet with those that's concerned, and we will work out the issues, and thank you for allowing me to present it, and I will wait to close.
All right. Thank you very much, Representative. Chandra, would you please call the roll on the bill?
Vice Chair Porter?
Yes.
Representatives Albritton?
Yes.
Anton?
Yes.
Gumby?
Yes.
Dental?
Yes.
Eagle?
Yes.
Hudson? Hudson?
Yes.
Reed?
Yes.
Rogers?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
And Watson?
No.
Passes.
All right. Thank you very much, Chandra. By your vote, CS for HB 325 is reported favorably.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay, and are there any additional comments or questions from the members of the subcommittee? No? All right, yeah, I'm telling you what. I don't know what I did wrong, but anyway, I represent, without objection, Representative Combi moves me right.